And staying in Miami, on Tuesday, President Obama will be awarding the Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor. And the list this year includes Willie Mays, Steven Spielberg, and Grammy Award-winning Miami singer Gloria Estefan.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
The White House cited Gloria Estefan as one of the first mainstream artists to cross over between English and Spanish language music, paving the way for other countless Latin artists to follow. Both English and Spanish language standards are on Gloria Estefan's most recent album. I spoke with her about it in September 2013. Gloria Estefan, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. I told you I'm a big fan.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of yours. And, you know, there are a lot of standards out there. You have appeared on some of them with Tony Bennett and Frank Sinatra. But what made you want to make an album of your own of the standards?
Oh, my gosh. This goes back to my childhood, honestly. This music is my heart. I mean, when I came to the United States, I was 2 years old. And besides my mom's record collection with the standards of Cuba, Javier Solís, Trio Los Panchos, you know, Celia Cruz, Olga Guillot, the big torch singers of the time, I sing since I talk. So the songs that I would learn to play on my guitar and sing for my mom and my grandma and my dad were standards. Moon River, I listened to Andy Williams, I watched his show, I watched Dean Martin, loved Frank Sinatra, saw his movies. So this genre was very close to my heart. And actually, the first time we were ever on Johnny Carson, when we performed Conga, that we were in the top 10, they asked us to do a second song, hopefully not an original, because since we're a brand new group, they didn't want to do two brand new songs, and one of them was already a hit. So I chose Good Morning Heartache, and I did it with just piano, my piano player and me, because I wanted people to know that I love this genre, that I'm a singer that also did ballads. Always thinking that someday in my future, if I was lucky enough to have a career that lasted that long, that I would revisit these songs at some point.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned until it seemed that you were gone. But here you are with the dawn.
You want your fans, you want people who listen to you to know that this is part of you as well.
Very much so. Oh my gosh, so much. I think if you listen to my ballads and the songs that I've written, you can kind of hear that influence throughout my music. In the melodic lines that I use, in the romantic music that I write. So it is very much my heart and very natural to me. It's really a happy place for me. And I wanted to record the album. Kind of that genre had always been recorded historically live in the studio. So we went in and we did four songs a day. I sang along with the rhythm section until they were happy with the take. And I actually used everything I sang live.
I could cry so tears. Where have I been all these years? Little wow, please tell me now, how long has this been going on?
When you say your happy place, where do these songs bring you? I just to remind listeners, you were born in Cuba, you moved to Miami when you were two. What do you think of when you're in the world of standards?
Well, first of all, I think of a tiny apartment where I lived with my dad in San Antonio, Texas. I was an army brat. When he went to Bay of Pigs, he was a political prisoner in Cuba for 2 years. And when they did that prisoner exchange that President Kennedy did, they offered the Cuban men that had been a part of that, that if they took intensive English courses, they could join the U.S. Army as an officer. So we went along with him to San Antonio, Texas, where my sister was born. And I was 6 years old at the time, and my mom was always playing these records. And those were the songs that I listened to. And then eventually, that was also the beginning of the British invasion. I started listening to pop radio. But at first, it was my mom's record collection, and I remember singing these songs. I started playing guitar at 8 years old, and these were the songs that I would sing and play for my family. And then when my dad went to Vietnam, I would actually, he bought us two reel-to-reel tape recorders. He took one and he left one, and I would record myself singing Moon River, a lot of these actual standards that I, some of them recorded on this record, and I would send it to him in Nam, and then he would send back tapes of him talking to us and to my sister and just all those times growing up. And then later when I fell in love, other things, you know, took on even more meaning. And I think it helps to have life under your belt, though, before you do these songs. They have a lot of nuances that because of the time, they used a lot of subtext. And I think it helps to really understand the different layers of the songs when you're going to interpret them.
When you perform, do you like performing the old stuff as well as these new, new old songs, standards?
New old. I love everything I do when I'm on stage. I'm fortunate that there's never a song that I go, oh, God, do I have to do this song again? and that's because we've been very careful when we do an album to really do stuff that we're excited about sharing and that I love. Because you know that if you're successful, you're going to have to do it a lot. And Conga never gets old for me. I really have a blast just as much today as I did when I was excited about presenting something new to the world. And my fans seem to feel the same way, so I'm happy about that.
Gloria Estefan speaking with us in 2013. She'll receive the Medal of Freedom on Tuesday.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that.